There's been no opposition heard from Republicans or Democrats to the governor-elect's appointments so far. It's usual for a new governor to make his own appointments of people to lead state agencies. Republican Assemblymember Dwayne Johnsrud of Eastman doesn't object to Doyle's appointments. However, he is concerned Doyle's gone beyond department secretaries.
Doyle gave pink slips to the administrators, like to the DNR, to the Department of Commerce. And these are people who are career bureaucrats who worked their way up through the ranks, and they're gone. They were asked to resign. And this is very unusual, because these are skilled-level people. They're not political hacks. And so many of us are concerned about, even with the decimation of the ranks and the bureaucracy, we still need them to keep government running.
Meanwhile, Democratic Assemblymember Jennifer Schilling of La Crosse says Democrat Doyle has done a good job appointing people that both sides like.
We are in a honeymoon period, but they are receiving very high marks. He's been very pragmatic about who he has tapped for their talents to work in his administration.
Doyle's cabinet secretary nominees take office January 6th when the new governor is sworn in. Their nominations, along with seven other appointments Doyle has made, are subject to confirmation by the state Senate. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.